right, freaks, this is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View. I'm sure most of you know by now I'm producing new shows primarily for Sideshow Freaks this week. So you guys are getting best of shows, although I will be back tomorrow for a brand new episode. I think it's important to check in with you guys at least once this week. If you're not a Sideshow member, it's a great time to sign up. I actually did two shows for Sideshow Freaks yesterday. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday coming up for Sideshow Freaks today. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. And don't forget, until the end of this week, you can purchase lifetime memberships. You'll never have to deal with PayPal reoccurring charges again. And quite frankly, they make great last-minute holiday gifts. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address. Here's what you missed on yesterday's bonus episode.
Pull this dickhead up because I'm very circumcised.
Weird and sloppy. That's how I like my pussy. Bail conditions were also relaxed to allow him to leave his home without being accompanied by a family member if it was for the purpose of employment. He's a black magic healer. It's not like he has some important business meetings to go to or something. There were couches in there. I mean, couches. People were sitting down on couches. Drinking coffee with whipped cream on it. Anyways, I open the plastic bag, take the sandwich out, and I'm holding the bag in my hand, right? Anyways, I should tell you, this prostitute has a huge head, just a massive melon. She can't keep it straight on her neck. It's always wobbling around. Well, anyway, she was tired, and the head just sort of fell into my plastic bag. The end. See? There you go. That was all from yesterday's second brand new edition of DV. I got a best of show for you right now from 2005. It was the first full year of the podcast. Enjoy, and I'll see you back tomorrow for a brand new edition of the show. Bye, everybody!
It's time once again to peek inside Distorted View's voicemail bag.
Hey, Tim, this is Joe. I just want to tell you that your show's kick-ass.
Whenever I listen to Tim Henson's voice, I get a little tingling, you know, down there.
You guys have to keep up the great work, and just want to give you guys a shout-out. And, anyway, I guess I'll let you guys go. Bye-bye, you guys kick ass.
Well, I guarantee you, you just show that the First Amendment rights guarantee even idiots free speech.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, October 20th, 2005. Coming up on the program today, setting your child on fire, a sex party from hell, and a giant turd. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey guys, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for joining us on the Big Thursday podcast. I do have to apologize. Yesterday we played a best of show, and because I was out late last night and I was a little tipsy and I didn't really feel like doing the show, I needed to get to bed. For those of you who don't know, I always tape the show late at night. Like right now, it's about 12:30 at night. So we have a great show today. We have tons of crazy, bizarre news stories for you. And also, later on in the program, some feedback from the Sextastic Tuesday story we read a couple days ago. The Coco the Gorilla fuck story. So right now, let's get into the news of the weird and start the show off right by talking about a mother who flame broiled her own baby. What's the fast food place that does the flame-broiled burgers? Is it Burger King? His mother burned her baby to death. She wanted it her way. A woman who was severely burned as a child has been found guilty of killing her 4-year-old son and setting his body on fire. Wow.
Cats in the cradle in the silver spoon.
An Ohio jury convicted Nicole Dyer on 10 counts Monday, including 2 of aggravated murder, aggravated arson, and tampering with evidence. The 28-year-old woman could receive the death penalty for her shenanigans. I consider killing your own child a shenanigan. A wacky shenanigan. When firefighters discovered her son Jacob's body, he was so badly burned that the coroner was unable to determine a cause of death. Really? He couldn't determine the cause of death? Couldn't take a wild guess? Take a stab at it, sir. Here's a hint. His death might be related to the fact that he was on fire. Prosecutors believe that Jacob was suffocated or drowned before Dyer burned his body and his new puppy. Ouch, that's pretty harsh. The defense said the woman wasn't capable of setting the blaze because Dyer herself sustained disfiguring injuries in a fire when she was also 4 years old. The woman was burned as a child when her brother ignited her nightgown with a lighter. She underwent surgery just so she could move her arms and neck. Dyer had said that God was responsible for the death of her son. She said, "He burned me, and now he burned him." Well, that doesn't sound like something God would say. As a matter of fact, I have God's phone number. Why don't we go ahead and give him a jingle on the phone and see if we can get a statement out of him here. Now, it might be busy this time of day. I'm not sure.
Thank you for calling the Kingdom of Heaven. All of our representatives are currently assisting other children of God. Please stay on the line and wait for the next available associate. And remember...
Of course, it's busy.
Have a blessed day.
Well, we'll stay on the line here for just a second, see if we can get a hold of God. I just want him to comment on this, because I don't think that's something God typically does. Horribly disfigures his children. Who knows? I might be wrong. What the hell is this? Hey, it's little Marky. Diary of an Aborted Fetus. He's got another hit on his hands.
This is God. Speak.
Oh, God, I just, I'm Tim Henson from the Distorted View Show.
Oh, baby, I know who you are. I'm God.
Right. Well, I just wanted to call. We're talking about this story in the news about this woman who set her baby on fire.
Oh, that's so sad. You want to talk about being on fire, though. You should have seen me last weekend at Club Claremont talking to this sweet honey. Baby, I was a bee. This fine specimen was my nectar. My sweet, sweet nectar. I had to have a taste. We were dancing and laughing. And I knew if I played my cards right, the creator wouldn't be going home alone. Long story short, I tapped that ass. She was completely shaved, just the way I like it. I gave her multiple orgasms and made it home in time for Sports Center. Hey, what can I say? It's just a typical night in the life of God.
Wow, is that all you have to say?
Alright, fine. I also gave her chlamydia. What's the big deal? It's not like she can track me down. Yeah, she's going to hell. Ooh, I'm wicked.
Wow, that's a lot of information to digest there. Well, getting back to the story, I just have one quick question. Did you cause this woman to burn her child?
No, baby. I was at the Playboy Mansion that night.
I didn't tell you the date that the murder occurred on, though.
I'm at the Playboy Mansion every night.
All right, well, there you have it. Thank you very much, God. Second news of the weird story we have for you today, Mr. Floaty, a community activist who dresses up in a feces costume to protest the pumping of raw sewage into the waters off of British Columbia's capital, has withdrawn his name as a candidate for mayor. Why? He was a shoo-in. The city had planned to challenge Mr. Floaty's candidacy in British Columbia's Supreme Court. James Squarick, the man inside the costume, said the city apparently took issue with his candidacy because only real people can run for municipal office. Of course, I'm not a real person, Squarick said earlier this week. I'm a big piece of poop. The story's kind of interesting, and I'll tell you why. Because this isn't the first time there's been controversy surrounding a mayoral race. Here, take a listen to this. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to your news source, the Channel 12 Report at 11. I'm Frost Caliber, filling in for anchor Howard Hessman, who is out sick. Breaking developments in the Virgilville mayoral election as a new frontrunner appears to have emerged. Channel 12 at 11's very own Chance Powers has the story. Chance? I'm live, standing out front of the 24-hour gas and go for no particular reason. Earlier today, beloved child actor Arnie Lankman announced he too will make a bid for mayor of Virgilville. At a press conference today, Lankman, the mentally disabled star of 80s television drama This Special Life, laid out his plans for the struggling city. Everyone gets Twinkie Doodle snacks! I skinned my knee!
I like candy.
Artie Lakeman played Skippy, the retarded brother, who ended up having more friends on the show than even the popular children. It led to a brief mid-80s fad of normal kids hanging out with crazies. Here now is file footage from a Channel 12 report originally broadcast in 1985.
I don't know, they're just fun and funny. We talk with them all the time now. I haven't taught Gary here how to carry my books. Okay, do that thing I showed you. Show him what I taught you.
I want to lick your balls. Lick your balls in my mouth.
Will Arnie be able to recapture his fan base and convince them to vote for him? Asked at the press conference how he plans to reach out to voters, Lakeman replied,
I don't want to get haircut.
Chance Powers for Channel 12 News. Back to you, Frost.
We've got new developments in this ongoing story. Rudy Sherwood, who played Little Slow Herman on television's Hope for Another Day, has announced he too will enter the mayoral ring. We go now live to the press conference, already in progress.
Psst, Rudy, go ahead. Rudy, talk. Say something. Rudy. It's okay. Just tell the people what you told me earlier. Just remember we were talking. What did you tell me earlier?
They got swinged outside. In a sandbox! Swings in a sandbox!
That's the news. Stick with Channel 12 for continuing coverage of Special Ed Slowdown, A City Under Siege.
Arnie Lankman says he likes candy.
I like candy!
But what does he really mean?
I like candy.
Fact. In a recent interview, Arnie says too much candy makes his tummy hurt.
I like candy.
So what is it, Arnie? Do you like candy? Or don't you?
I like candy.
Haven't you had enough of seesaw politics? Rudy Sherwood sure thinks so. Fact. In the mid-1980s, Rudy's television show, Hope for Another Day, consistently beat This Special Life in the ratings. Vote for a winner. Vote for Rudy Sherwood.
This message was paid for by the supporters of Rudy Sherwood and the unofficial Hope for Another Day online fan club.
Rudy Sherwood wants you to believe he's a winner. Fact! During last year's mentally disabled slowathlon, Rudy came in dead last after he tripped over his own untied shoelaces. Fact! Rudy cried like a little baby. Rudy doesn't even know how to tie his own shoes.
I've been tying Rudy's shoes for all his life. He also defecates in his pants sometimes. Defecates in his pants.
Defecates in his defecates. 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 Arnie Lankman has been tying his own shoes for over 5 years. And if he forgets how, he wears Velcro. Arnie hasn't had an accident in his pants for over 3 months. Clean underwear. Shoe tying abilities. Arnie Lankman for mayor.
Rudy Sherwood defecates!
Wow, those ads were dirty. Alright, final news of the weird story. British tourists looking for a peaceful fortnight in the sun found themselves trapped in a sleazy resort surrounded by sex-crazed swingers! Dun-dun-dun! Dun. The group, which included several retirees, arrived at the 4-star Blue Bay Getaway Hotel in the Mexican resort of Cancun on a last-minute deal with Air Tours. But they had not bargained for round-the-clock nude romps in the pool, oral sex tequila games, and lesbian shows. Holy shit, DistortedView needs to broadcast from there. We're taking the show to Cancun next month. When the couples complained on their first day, a tour rep said they would have to put up with the depravity unless they wanted to pay up to £600 to move to another four-star hotel. And that translated to American money is like $43,000. I don't know. After they returned to Britain, some received letters from Air Tours, but no compensation. The firm changed its mind after an investigation by the BBC Watchdog Program. BBC Watchdog, we watch your back, and we bark like a dog at people doing things wrong, like criminals. Marlene Black, 65, a retired chef from Hull, said women were by the pool doing things with bananas, and the men had their blow-up dolls. It was filthy and depraved. I have never seen people as obsessed with sex. Well, honey, surf on over to the Distorted View message boards. You haven't seen anything yet. My freaks are sex maniacs. Oh, by the way, on the message board, this is great. What's her name? Sophie, I think is her name. She is a post-op transsexual, male to female, and she has an amateur porn site, and she was posting some of her links to videos on our message board. So you should check that out. If you ever wanted to see a tranny have sex with a stuffed animal, use a butt plug. Sure. It's all there for you. Setting up that message board was the best thing I've ever done. What else do we have here for you? There was some binge drinking women simulating sex with a banana. You know, these people are just having a good time, in my opinion. So there you have it. News of the weird for your Thursday. Let's do a couple emails and then we'll call it a day. Couple people emailed me and they were pissed off that I played a best of show yesterday. Kimberly says, I just wanted to say that I was disappointed with today's show. I really do look forward to your show each and every day, and for a faithful fan to hear a rerun show just hurts a lot. Anyways, keep up the good work. Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. Hopefully today's show will have made up for it. And I'll try never to do a best of show ever again. How about that? I'll just constantly do a show every goddamn day of the week. Never take a break. Andrew wrote in. He says, I'm glad you had a good time getting drunk and all. I just re-listened to the podcast and really wish you would have played an older episode. I think we played an episode from July or something. He says, it's all good. Well, I'm sorry, Andrew. I'll try to play older episodes. I can't listen to a lot of older episodes because I just think they weren't as good as they are now. I think the shows that I'm doing now are a lot better than the ones I was doing, you know, in January or February, but I don't know. We'll play some old ones again. Squid wrote in. Squid says, your Sextastic Tuesday story almost made me drive off the road just to make it stop. I got off twice during that story. Two big bananas up. And also someone else wrote in. I didn't get his or her email, but she was kind of upset because Coco in real life is a female, not a male monkey. And he or she was upset about that. Ruined the story for them. And to which I have to say, actually, it's explained in the story that it's not the same Coco. The problem was, a lot of these sex stories are way too long to read on the show, so I have to cut out parts of it that aren't necessary. And I just felt like the explanation of who Coco wasn't really necessary. Someone also didn't catch that Coco was using a touchscreen to talk. They just thought that Coco was actually speaking like a robot. No, he was using a computer, and the gorilla would touch pictures, and then the computer voice would speak. So, again, that was kind of explained a little more in the story, too, but I had to cut a lot of that out. So, there you have it. People are harsh critics of Sextastic Tuesday. Real quick, Sean wrote in. He says he just found us on iTunes, and he fucking loves the show. Well, thank you very much, Sean. Jason, have to say thanks to him. Jason sent the link to more Little Marky audio. Little Marky is the same character who is the diary of an aborted fetus. So there you have it. That's all the time we got on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you is 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in, oh, God,
I like candy.
I did want to say it real quick. This has been our 200th episode of Distorted View Daily, and I am just so happy to be doing this and have you Twisted Freaks listen. Thank you guys so much for just everything. You guys are really the best listeners in the whole world. And I mean that. You guys have just been so great helping me promote the show, talking in the message boards, and not to mention, you know, all the donations you guys have sent in. You guys blow me away. I'm just, God, I love you guys so much. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Friday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. I spend a lot on all the clothes that I got, cause all the geeks that I meet, they all look cooler than me. But what to do when they're all looking at you, cause you're the freak of the week, cause you're on the TV.